The dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The dawn from on high arrives tomorrow in a way we can see him. He's still in the womb of Our Lady, so to speak, in our reliving of the mystery of the nativity of our Lord. Our Lady continues to carry him, and she's that sign of the presence of Jesus, and we need to keep turning to her for her to prepare us for the coming of Jesus in our hearts. Tomorrow our Lord will come into our hearts in grace, and we need that grace. We want that grace to serve God better, to love him more. We need to, you know, see him as the light of our life, that dawn that will break upon us, that light, that star that's shining above the stable in Bethlehem, that star that needs to rise in our hearts and shine on us and shine in those areas where we need to improve so that God can take up his abode more with more greater joy, and see in our hearts grace and virtue and blessings from God. So we want to continue to turn to Our Lady, especially in the Holy Rosary, to always prepare our hearts, to help us to pray continually, so that that light continues to shine, and so that the darkness doesn't overcome us, and shadows don't shine in our hearts, come in our hearts. So let us continue to pray continually, to count on the Rosary, to be devoted to the Holy Rosary, be devoted to Our Lady, because she always carries Our Lord in her arms. Our Lord is always with her, and if we are always with her, Our Lord will be with us. They are not separable. We cannot have Jesus without Our Lady, and we cannot have a Mary without Jesus. So let us continue to turn to them in prayer throughout the day, punctuating each day with prayer, because prayer is our light. Prayer is that light that will shine on us, and we need to keep that light shining so that we see our faults and put virtue there in place. So let's ask Our Lady to prepare us with joy, especially for tomorrow, light and joy and happiness in awaiting our Lord.